Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous, too.
Hey, girls. We're feeling spicy. I'm definitely feeling spicy.
For sure.
I got my allergy issues back, so that's good. Gave y'all one episode last week, not sounding like
That's what I said. I literally talked to you the next morning. Like, oh, wow, okay. Well, you sound like shit again.
I know. It's, you know, this is allergy season at the peak. So, that's lovely. But Spencer and I were talking, and I'm about to start my period. Are you about to start your period?
I'm currently on my period.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Oh, God, that means it was a little bit late. Okay, well,
I am spotting. No, you can't judge yours by mine, because remember, mine's all over the place.
True. I used to be right on sync, but then.
I'm going
to
talk about something for a minute.
Oh, yeah, go. Let's go.
This is like so personal and private. Maybe not for the podcast, but I'm really struggling.
Oh.
Okay. So I have a leakage issue.
Pee or period?
Well, I mean, it's both. I really haven't stopped bleeding, spotting for
like 3 years, basically.
Well, really, probably the last 4 months. And yes, you don't need to message me and tell me to go to the doctor. I know I need to go to the doctor. Okay. It's on my agenda.
Right.
I need to go to the doctor. But I think it's pee. And here's the thing. Like, okay. I have to wear
a pad.
A liner or a pad.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Okay.
Because it's bad enough where it's like all the time.
Right.
My thing is like, why is this happening out of nowhere? So I started doing like a little Google, which was so stupid. However, I think I did find the answer. So apparently if you have, I guess you can do pelvic floor damage by having constant period. Because I don't know, I guess all the pressure and cramping from like your muscles working to shed the lining constantly.
Right.
Damages your pelvic floor muscles.
But imagine the six pack of abs your cooter muscles probably have.
The strongest cooter this side of the Mason Dixon.
Oh my God. My mom has these same issues. That's why you see those foot long pads in the bathroom that you always
use. But here's the thing. Like, I know like this is a thing that like moms can have like after, but that's how I feel. Like moms are making jokes about how they can't sneeze because they pee. And I'm like, oh my God, that's me.
Yeah.
Anyways, if anybody has any idea of what else it could be. Yes, I know I should go to the
doctor. Have you not learned anything about our Zocdoc ads that we do that says don't ask Google?
No, like, quite literally.
Please just ask the therapist or like homegirl that we have together, HP. Be like, hey girl, I know that like this isn't your realm, but do you know why I'm peeing on myself? Because it's really triggering a lot of emotions.
Like, says. I'm really struggling with this. No, yeah. I 100% am needing to go on Zocdoc.
Yeah.
And find, because I never found like a really good gyno.
Okay.
I found one.
But now that you're in Holly Springs, I might be able to hook you up. I got a dentist. I got.
Perfect.
Girl, we're neighbors.
I actually really like my dentist. I don't want to change my dentist.
Whatever.
Fine. Even though they like rob me blind.
Ew.
But yeah, gyno. I never clicked really with my gyno. Like she was supposed to specialize in PCOS.
How are you spending with? I'm just kidding. You do kind of get good vibes. I started going to mine when I was 18, so I really just stayed because it was comfortable.
Well, I just feel like for me, like I have specific needs and she was supposed to. And for as common as PCOS is, a lot of doctors don't know about it. And so I found her. She was supposed to be like this specialist.
And I did not about nothing.
She did not. She was no specialist in PCOS. It was like, oh, sure. That's what your old doctor in New York said. Okay. Well, here's the prescription.
Ew.
I was not into it.
No, we're not into it. So did she really talk like that? Because I would have.
No, that was totally. Notes. That was just me. No, but I just wasn't into it. So I was like, okay, so I got to find somebody new. So yes, I know. ZocDoc, here I come. I got to find out why I'm pissing my pants.
Right. Spencer needs a diaper. The diaper diaries. But I mean, here we go.
So bad. But whatever. The other night. Ooh, I mean, I know we, you know, period talk. Not everybody needs to hear about it. But the other night was particularly bad.
Like, leaking real bad.
It was like the, you know, jellyfish. I should have just sent you more photos. You know, I know you love that so much. Anyways, but while I was free bleeding in my bathtub the other night,
yeah,
I started to, love that for me. Mm-hmm. I started to go down like the email clean out train.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm trapped in my bathroom, so I might as well do something productive.
Yeah.
So I start like unsubscribing, and I had a pretty good system going. I was like, okay, I'm going to unsubscribe from one vendor, and then I'm going to search for all those emails and delete them all and then move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a special place in hell for the people that run email like marketing for some companies.
Yeah.
Old Navy being one of them. Okay, I shop in Old Navy approximately twice a year.
Okay.
When I tell you they email 2 to 3 times
a day.
Yeah, a day.
Yeah. And somehow I still miss my fast cash.
Always. What the fuck is fast cash?
I think it's called, no, super cash, sorry. So it's when you like shop there and you start spending a certain amount, you get like the $20.
Like Kohl's cash.
Yeah. I don't shop at Kohl's usually.
Like I don't either, but I do know of Kohl's cash.
My grandma's do that. But no offense if y'all shop at Kohl's. Okay. I'm just
Robbie.
Kidding.
No. Okay.
Oh, Robbie likes
this
Kohl's.
No, sorry, Robbie. He does not.
I didn't peg Robbie.
There are two types of people in this world.
Yeah.
There are Kohl's people and not Kohl's people. People that are Kohl's people, they're crazy. They're fanatics about their Kohl's cash.
And it's always messy as shit in Kohl's is. Like
Kohl's.
Wow, were you, how would you say that past tense? Kohl's.
In Kohl's.
Kohl's. Kohl's.
I think it's just Kohl's.
Okay, whatever. Oh, okay.
With the asterisk after the S.
Right. My brother's name is Chris, so I always knew that part, but, you know. But, like, why is it always so chaotic? Like, do they not have people that work there that, like, straighten shit up, put things back on the rack that it go? It just never. And it's always, like, mud. The brand mud.
Yes. On everything. No, doesn't matter if it's a pair of jeans or a picture frame.
Right. We're good. I don't want to wear anything that's mud. No. D's. D's nuts.
I can't tell you the last time I stepped foot in a Kohl's, but there was.
So yeah, no thanks.
Robbie's dad is a Kohl's person.
He's a Kohl's guy.
When I tell you, every year for Christmas, he would ask us what we wanted, and then he'd be like, can I get it at Kohl's? Swear to fucking God. And so. One year he asked us what we wanted for Christmas and we were like, you know what? Just get us a gift card.
To Kohl's.
That's literally what he gave us was a gift card to Kohl's.
Listen, if it ain't Kohl's, he ain't buying it.
Honestly.
Hey, you can get some Lauren Conrad pajamas.
You know what?
Okay. Elsie, I would have never pegged her for selling her shit in Kohl's. Let's be real.
Me either, but look how long she's been
there.
It's
cute though.
It's got to be good.
Listen,
I mean, it's got to be lucrative for her.
I have actually found random stuff at Kohl's. I didn't go there, but like if I Google something, I've like bought a couple Lauren Conrad things, not because I was looking for like Lauren Conrad, but like a certain shirt or something.
Sure.
It happened to be hers and it came from Kohl's. So I have gotten things shipped. I have never spent enough to get Kohl's cash, but
I have bought in the last 10 years, I have bought approximately 2 things from Kohl's with Christmas gift cards from my father-in-law.
Love that.
One was a cast iron skillet.
Oh, nice.
Which has panned out great.
Yeah, it's great.
We have, it's I mean, cast iron, but cast iron's cast iron, right?
Yeah.
Like, whatever, it
you
works.
You can do it. Just don't put it in the wash. Don't wash it. The controversy. It's like spitting in a Southern's face.
Okay, so you don't wash your cast iron?
With dish soap and stuff?
Okay, wait,
you
hold on.
You do not.
The only other thing, hold on, then we're going to go back to this. The only other thing that I've ever bought from Kohl's with the gift card was a down comforter.
Okay.
It's fine.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay. Okay, back to the cast iron.
Okay.
Tell us.
Don't piss me off.
I'm not, I am not going to piss you off.
Uh-oh, okay.
Robbie might. Although there is a lot of conflicting information on the internet about cast iron and how to properly care for it.
You gotta oil it.
Tell me. You cook. Okay, you just cooked in your cast iron. What do you do?
So you, all the seasoning in it like sets, right? So then you basically just oil it. So when you're like washing, you don't wash it. So I always take mine. Like I'll show you. It looks like it was left. It looks like it was from 1820. That's how far back we're going. But you want all the seasonings to set. So I basically will take oil and you just kind of rub it out and get all the things. Same thing with like a, what's that thing called? Pampered Chef, the block. Do you know what I'm talking about? That you would cook bread and stuff on? What's the thing? The stone. You know, like okay. The cooking stone? Same thing with that. You never wash that because it washes out the stuff. Detergent on a cast iron, first of all, it's going to rust.
I wish you guys could see her face right now.
First of all, it's going to rust. And I hope you're eating rust crust. Because if you're doing this, like, absolutely not. That is so, oh my God, the disrespect I feel right now. You know what? That's on my list. Wow, I'm choking. I'm having a hard time breathing. I need my mom's inhaler. So yeah, you never wash it. You just oil it.
Okay, so hold on. So you cook.
Yeah.
You cook. Blah, 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 blah. You don't run it underwater, nothing?
You can do water. And then when you do that, you like pat it dry and okay. Then you can oil it. That's how I do mine. And I know you can do them different ways. What do you do?
So that is how I do it.
All right.
Now, for quite some time, Robbie with said cast iron was using.
Not the Dawn.
Yes.
No.
Okay. So, and he's like, I read on the internet, you can do it. You're just not supposed to use anything abrasive when you use it. Mm-mm. So I, who by the way, he is dying to do a 40 under 40.
Oh, well, we are obviously.
Okay. But so I was like, Robbie, you are not supposed to wash cast iron, but I've never had cast iron. So I was like, okay, well, I don't know. Maybe like you are. Anyways, there is conflicting information on the internet, but no, we have since repaired his cast iron because it was getting rusty. It was getting like not good looking. And now It's beautiful and shiny and oily and it looks great.
Yeah, we don't do that.
We fixed her. Don't worry. Mm-mm. We fixed her. Mm-mm. So she's back to normal. So it's water only.
And thank
then,
you.
And then we take like a paper towel with some oil and we just kind of like saturate it. Yep. And then I read to put parchment paper over it to let it keep sit. It, yeah. So that's what we do now.
Yeah. No.
And she's back to her old self.
When I see people doing that, I'm like, ooh. And I really do have a really old one. And so therefore, like my granddaddy was real adamant about that. You do not. And so I've really okay, honored him.
So here's the other thing.
Okay, what?
They're not that fucking expensive. Mm-mm. So like, why are people so hell bent to like preserve the cast iron when they're not that expensive to replace?
Because it's the seasoning. The older it is, the better they cook and the better they taste. Have you ever had a steak cooked in a cast iron skillet on a brand new one versus an old one? You will taste a difference.
I don't know. They all taste pretty good to me.
No, a new one versus a seasoned one. Cause truly It's like all the seasonings eventually season the pan. So like I have a really old one,
yeah,
and all those like garlic and salt and like all that stuff. It eventually just it'll so is pick there up like taste. A
secondhand market for used cast iron?
Probably. Imagine the history. Never been a history buff, but now we might have to go antiquing for a cast iron skillet.
Okay, find me a pre-seasoned old cast iron
skillet.
I will buy it, and we will do a taste test because ours isn't that old. We've had it like. 7 years, 8 years.
Is that the one from Kohl's?
It is.
Wow, that's good. That's a long time out of it. Right, I got to Google something.
But I thought you said cast irons were supposed to be from like the 1800s. Like you can have them for like generations.
You can have them. Yeah, you can absolutely have them from old, like a long time.
From yesteryear. Sorry.
Listen, guys, no one said, I was trying to look on how older casts. Oh, wait, it does ask if they're good anything. Oh, wow. You can definitely get one for
$1,500. $1,500?
Okay, hold on. A mint condition super rare spider skillet made in the 1890s by Griswold is worth up to $8,000.
Absolutely so not.
If anyone has one by Griswold, I don't know whose granddaddy that is, but you can sell that thing for $8,000.
I'm good with my mediocre Kohl's skillet.
So, I mean, you can literally... I was trying to look at the benefits. Like, I know I'm right about it, but I didn't know if there was like something else I was missing. Can't imagine. So the benefits, oh no, it's just of like any, well, whatever. So, oh, okay. The older ones, it says that they're more durable, conducts heat more evenly and withstands arduous conditions. What does that even mean?
Like arduous?
A hurricane? Yeah, that, I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to protect you from a hurricane.
Arduous. It's like difficult, like trying, unideal, right?
I guess. It also adds iron to your food, and that's an essential mineral that helps transport oxygen around the body and keep cells healthy. You're welcome. Health with Wendy. Health with wealth.
Okay, so here's another question for you. Uh-oh. So what do you consider an inappropriate food to cook in a cast iron?
Oh, nothing. I don't know.
You can cook everything in a cast iron.
I mean, I don't. We usually will like cook meat. Steaks are so good. People underestimate. People think you have to put a steak on the grill. No, you don't.
No, steak in a cast iron. Oh, so good.
My God. Salt, pepper, butter, and garlic.
Well, I'm telling you, Robbie loves this cast iron and he cooks everything in it. Stir fries, meats, everything.
So, I mean, the thing about it is like... I don't cook with mine a ton because, like I said, I do a lot of meats on it. And don't get me wrong. Listen, I'm going to pull out the old frying pan for like an everyday kind of, I mean, because they do.
They're just so heavy. I don't want to lift it.
Yeah. And it takes some time, right? Like I want to throw something in the dishwasher. Let's be real. You know, at the end of the day. But
I feel like nothing's easy. Like it's so easy to cook with it if you're not washing it.
No, it is. But you have to like still clean it and like. Let it dry completely. You don't want water to sit in there. It'll rut. You know, all of that. Let it dry out. You know, do your little oil. Rub your little salt. Get it clean. Whatever you got to do. All right. Whatever. Okay. So today's episode, we decided to do things that annoy us, which when Spencer sent me that, I was like, that's great. Because I am PMSing and I want to claw somebody's eyeballs out. Like,
Yeah. Well, we're already off to a good start.
We are.
Top of the list, Kohl's people.
Clean your damn stores. I'm not asking for a lot. Just clean them up. God, it's so chaotic.
Kohl's people and cast iron please, abusers.
Can you please put the mud stuff back where it belongs? Like, goodness. You know what? Listen, justice for Kohl's. Like, I know somebody right now is like yelling at their dashboard. Like, I like Kohl's. Like, oh my God.
More power to you. If you can find some hidden gems.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I like TJ Maxx, and some people don't like TJ Maxx. Let me tell y'all something. If you're local to me in Holly Springs, Fuque Verena, or I ain't even going to say, there's so many things you can call it. Fuque Verena, which is like right down the road. They got a new TJ Maxx and a pop shelf. And I love both of those places. And I went in there yesterday. Oh, you saw that TJ Maxx bag, that big old bag in there. I racked up.
See, I'm not a TJ Maxx girly. I don't dislike it. I'm not into it.
Oh my, I got the hiccups. I got indigestion. I got indigestion on every one of these podcasts now. It's probably the freaking mucus in the back of my throat.
Ugh, probably.
Sorry about that. No, it's really good. It's brand new, obviously. So it's real clean. It's real tidy.
I'm only into it if they also have a home department.
Beaver Creek is that one for
like
us.
Marshall's, like I can get down with Marshall's.
TJ Maxx has home stuff there. Like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah, just like a little
and bedding and all and pillows and decor.
Yeah, I'm gonna need like a sprinkling of home stuff because that's really all I'm interested in.
Wait, all TJ Maxx's have those.
I don't go to TJ Maxx, so that's why I didn't know. Oh, yeah. I'm not a TJ Maxx.
So TJ Maxx really has several.
I know they're all the same similar. Place. Yeah. TJ Maxx, Marshall's, like, Home Goods, they're all the same
What
place,
is the difference but. Even in TJ Maxx and Marshall's? Because they seem the same.
Quite literally nothing. I think it was an acquisition, and rather than change the name.
Marshall was like, no, I'm not being TJ.
Yeah, Marshall was like, fuck TJ.
Yeah, sorry, we're beefing.
Yeah, grimy ass
We can
mofo.
Be friends or whatnot, and like, we'll see who does it better.
Yeah, he's like we're going to do things identical to the way I do them, yeah, but you cannot share my name.
You are a copycat. I wonder who's more successful, TJ Maxx. Is TJ or Marshall?
Hold on.
Like the battle of the guys.
We're going to look up how many locations there are.
Ooh.
How many Marshalls?
Well, the one in Fuquay is quite good. I mean, like I said, it's very tidy. It's really nice. It's bright. It's airy. It's nice what?
This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. You've been stewing about a health problem you have. You almost resort to texting your group chat. Or even, I don't know, like asking your podcast listeners to get their opinions. You're extremely unlikely to find quality medical advice there, just FYI. There are better ways to get the answers you want and the care you deserve from trusted professionals and not random people on the internet. It's kind of like seeing a chef running a kitchen so well that Gordon Ramsay would be speechless. Like, you're just confident in them and what they do. They're the expert. On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. Plus, ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and, most importantly, their schedule just right. Go to ZocDoc.com/famous and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours, which is incredible. That's ZocDoc.com/famous. ZocDoc.com/famous.
Okay. All right. So in 2021, this is the latest that I can find.
Okay.
In 2021, there were 1,284 TJ Maxx stores.
Okay.
1,148 Marshalls.
Oh.
And then 850 Home Goods.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So Europe has, they have stores in Europe, 618, that are called TK Maxx.
Of course, they have to be a little bit different. I feel like if you're in Europe, you are not shopping at TJ Maxx. Can you even imagine? They're like, let me have my tea and crumpets, and then I hit up to TK Maxx. No, you're not, bitch. You're going to Louis Vuitton.
Anybody with a European accent, you're not shopping at TJ Maxx. They just sound so much smarter and high class. Like, they're so highbrow. Like, they're not shopping at a discount store.
They're literally not buying anything.
Maxinistas, they are not.
They're not. They're not buying last year's Free People, I promise. But I am.
Okay, now a Nordstrom Rack I can fuck with.
Yeah. Now sometimes the one at South Point, they don't, what are they doing? Like, are you not tidying it up?
See, I don't go to South Point because I don't want to go to Durham.
Wait, where's the closest Nordstrom Rack here?
That is it. It's that or Triangle Town Center, and that is...
God, that's still a thing?
I also don't want to go there.
Well...
Especially after dark.
Right, we don't want to die. if you know.
So I don't go to Nordstrom Rack down here, but Nordstrom Rack in New York.
Okay.
Oh, I used to fuck shit up.
Yeah, of course, because anything in New York is... TJ Maxx in Chicago is like three stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And like the labels are just better.
Totally.
And I'm a label whore.
I would go to Goodwill in New York or at in Chicago. Why have the past few episodes we talked about Goodwill? Wow.
You have talked about Goodwill.
Well, it is your neighbor, so, you know, it's right down the road.
No, I'm the finds that I would, I hate myself. Mm-mm. But they are better geologically.
For sure.
You know?
But yet, and yes, and people pick over stuff too. Are we talking about TJ Maxx or Goodwill?
Oh, I was not talking about Goodwill. Again, I'm over Goodwill. I was talking Nordstrom Rack.
Okay.
But yes, I'm sure it's the same with Marshalls and TJ Maxx. Yes, like, yes. You could find, like, down here, if I go into a Marshalls, like, I maybe find, like, some Tommy Bahama, like, purses. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You're not going to find, like, label. Maybe, like, the rogue antiquated Michael Kors that, you know, circa 2001.
Literally nobody's buying Michael Kors anymore.
I know, but I'm just, but I'm saying, like, those are the labels that you're going to find down here. But if I go home, like, I was just back home.
Stop bragging. You probably got so much good shit there.
I didn't, actually. Oh. I did not do a lot of shopping because I am all home. That's the only thing that I'm focused on is buying house stuff and decor stuff. I can't wait to start sharing shit.
But I really want to come over there. Can we have like a two-person housewarming party? Is that a thing?
Oh,
two people is a party, right?
Yeah.
I can like get Mike to drop me off. I'll bring wine or whatnot.
I mean, you could walk there if you really wanted
to. If I really wanted to, but
no need.
No.
Have your chauffeur bring you.
I'll bring much. He has picked me up from us together before. Yeah. So not the first time. So we'll do that. And I want to like totally, I can't wait. It's going to be so fun.
I know. I'm so
excited. Well, you need to hit up Pharrell that TJ Maxx because it's good.
I will.
They have home stuff.
I will. But the label thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got my train of thought going.
Right.
By the way, do you ever notice that I stare out your window all the time when we record?
Yeah, why?
Because that's like my
beautiful.
No, it's just like my brain can function if some words. Can you tell my ADHD is fucking raging today? Uh-huh. But okay. It actually, when it's really bad, I just stare. And sometimes my eyes will fixate on things. But I feel like you look out the window a lot because you see me like gazing out the window, and so you think I'm looking at something, and I'm not. I'm just looking
at... No, I just have Tourette's. Like, no, I'm just a nosy bitch. No, I do. Okay, well, if we're going to call ourselves out, do you ever see me look at you sometimes and I look glazed over?
Yeah.
Like a donut?
I figure I'm boring you.
No, I just don't hear what you're saying. So if I ever look at you like I'm glazed over, it means I'm like in this trance. I'm serious. Like, what is wrong with me? But that's why we work. Because we're both like...
I'm peeing, just so you know.
Not on your chair. Just little, do you have table. A padded?
I do. It's not like kind. Full pee. It's just like little leaks.
Girl, them pads that my mom... So my mom says they're like full-blown
diapers. And
it would literally go from my belly button to my butt crack. They're so big.
I had to use one time and they pretty much did.
They're... so big. I could wear that for 4 months and it's
but honestly I when not. I used that I never felt more secure.
Right. When things are falling apart, put on the pads, like the really thick my pajamas. I think they're called oh my god, my mom's got me to get them before she calls them something. I forget.
I don't know, but I had to send Robbie to the store and I sent him a picture and I was like, they are large.
They're don't so even big. Fucking judge me. I know, it's fine.
But anyways, yeah, no, we are just so special.
But you know what? Listen, the other day we posted a question box and people were coming in hard on the DMs and we talked about it last week.
Oh,
just about us. Like,
I thought about other stuff.
No. And then we had talked about it on the show about how people were like, oh my God, like I love you and we appreciate you putting out any episode. And then the messages all week, did you see them? They all just kept coming in. It was really kind.
Oh,
thank y'all. We really needed it because we are PMSing and we really needed that love and adoration because we're thirsty bitches. And that's how that is. Also, the strawberry lemonade liquid IV, I had that in Kentucky last weekend.
Is it not wrong? So good.
Okay, so good. I chugged one on Saturday because, you know, Friday night was my country music awards night and I obviously partied hard. I won an award.
Yeah, you were glowing.
Glowing. Why did I not take a picture with that? I'm so mad at myself that I didn't because that would have been a feed photo for sure. And it was heavy. It was very girthy. It was legit. I feel like it probably was an award, but I couldn't read it. So I don't know what it said, but, I chugged one of those and I was like, damn, Spencer was right. It was so good. It tastes like
flavor.
Soury lemon and like, oh my.
Did we ever get a new code or is our code still swiping up? It's still swiping up.
Somebody messaged Wendy B and Basic the other day and I told her, I was like, girl, okay. We need it swiping up. I messaged them.
I know. We need to hound them a little bit. We'll harass them. But in the meantime, order yourself some strawberry lemonade, liquid IV.
Perfect.
Not sponsored.
Okay, but
free plug.
Right, free plug. But imagine that with vodka this summer or for your housewarming party. Maybe we do that because we're going to hydrate and dehydrate at the same time.
That's right.
That's what we should do. Make a big jug like we did in high school, electric lemonade. Did you ever make that?
No.
Oh my God. Electric lemonade, we're bringing it back. Ryan in the 4-door Honda, not mine, but someone else's. Oh my God, cruising a High Point. you swiping up.
I'm here for that. Okay, but while we're on the topic of stores that piss us off.
Oh, good. Yeah, let's go.
Let's just circle back to that moment.
What, Food
Lion? Stores? Okay, Food Lion is disgusting. I know there are some people that like live and breathe and that's the only place they shop. And I get it.
We're not buying meat at Food Lion.
Their groceries, sure. They're a little more affordable. I would rather not get the no-no virus or whatever the fuck it's called. Like, I'm going to continue shopping at my bougie markets.
Listen, Food Lion. So I had this conversation actually on my Kentucky trip with Stacey and them. You know, Stacey's bougie. Love it. Live it. But I will buy like Goldfish and stuff. Through like snacks, fine, but not meat. We do not buy meat at Food Lion. It's like cat,
non-perishable.
Can we say that or will we get sued?
What?
That we will get cat from Food Lion. I don't really know if it is, but it is called Food Lion for a reason.
Non-perishables, right. Sure. Shelf stable items.
Yeah, if it's preservatives, sauces. Loaded. Yeah.
Okay. It'll be a cold day in hell before I buy
your grapes there.
You might grow an extra titty. Like, mm-mm. Yeah, no, I'm not into it.
Your nipple might fall off.
Would that be bad? I don't know.
Probably.
They face the floor. So if they fell off, they're
basically off.
Yeah.
You can't even see them from the front. They're not even there.
You can't. They'll just drop. No, you can see my nipples from the front. Mostly I because I have a big areola. And so.
Well, I was going to say, when I put your bra on for you, when I had remember we duct taped it?
Were you noticing how saggy my boobs were?
No, I was trying to get the duct tape to stick to you because we were sweating. Yeah. It was in Mount Airy last year. Yeah. Remember that? God, that was tough.
I do. Yeah. Try carrying them around every day.
No, I can't. strong enough.
But no, I was going to say stores that don't have Apple Pay. Fuck off. There are
I went to Hobby Lobby the other day, okay, and I didn't bother bringing my wallet in. And when I tell you, I just walked out and didn't buy a single thing. I didn't go back out to the car and get my wallet. I was so,
oh, really?
I was so pissed. I was so irritated.
God, look at you living Apple in the future. I never
Home Depot
have done that.
Doesn't have Apple Pay.
I've never used Apple Pay in a store.
Are you kidding?
I swear to God. I tap my card.
I only use Apple Pay.
I'll use it on a website online. Like, no, I'll just do that.
I'm so spoiled now. First of all, if you don't have an Apple credit card, you're missing out. You need to do one. Great cash back. Love it. And it's easy. You can see what your interest charges are based on your payments. I mean, you just
listen,
pay it off.
I got to do them Amex so I can get them points to be going on these bougie-ass trips with all
my
friends.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever. Anyways, but no, I exclusively use Apple Pay. And it really, nothing pisses me off more. And it's happened a few times lately.
Why? I mean, not to brag, but my salon has Apple Pay. You can tap your phone on anything.
2023, why do we not have Apple Pay in every store? It's not that hard.
Why have I not used it?
Honestly, that is also a great question. Very confused.
I don't know why I've never, but I also don't go in without my card. Or my wallet, for that matter.
You're a mom. That's so nice. You got Fisher. You're busy. Like, he's running amok. You got a cart full of shit. It's just so easy. You always have your phone.
Okay, fine. I just never thought about it.
I'm just saying, like.
Now you've sold me on it. I'm going to use Apple Pay.
Yeah. Maybe. Load it up, baby. Sorry. And then, you know, never let your phone out of your sight.
Ever. Oh, right. Because then it's like charges at freaking Dollar Tree and like Kohl's. No, so like, Spencer, did you take my phone again?
You do have to do face recognition before it'll do it.
Oh, got it.
So there's at least that.
Okay, yeah. If someone held a picture of you, will that work?
I don't know. That's a great question. We should experiment.
We should.
I bet you it would.
I bet you it would too.
I don't know though. That would have to be a big photo. We should get a life-size cutout like Dolly's over there, mm-hmm, and then just of us.
And see if it works. See if we can open each other's phones. Oh my God. That's going to be our next experiment on our reel. We'll do that. We'll see if the experiment will work.
I love it.
Love that. Also in 3 days, you're probably going to see a different photo of myself on Instagram. I told Spencer, I was like, this is how.
You're crazy.
This is how vain the world is. And listen, judge me if you will. I don't care. So when I was doing that stupid Meta Verify thing, it was like, use a forward-facing photo that we can see clearly of your face. So I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to find whatever forward-facing photo I can find so they can, mm-hmm, verify my account. Because the one that I had in the pool, like in the donut, which is like iconic, if I say so myself. I mean, that's how I started. That is Wendy being basic.
It is an iconic photo.
Truly. And so... Also, that was a one-take shot by my 13-year-old cousin at the time, by the way. It was the day before my wedding. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm talking about how I'm vain, about how great that photo is, and then this. So it all just kind of ties in. And so I changed it to this one photo that I'm like not even centered. It's not even a great photo to do it. And I thought, okay, well, I'll just change it when they verify me. No, wrong. They're like, yep, sorry, can't do it while you're verified. So I had to cancel the subscription, and then you have to wait 30 days. And when I tell you, I told Spencer today, I said, wow, the fact that I'm so excited that I can change my picture back to something else, I don't know, whatever else besides my Carolina frosted lips that I'm wearing like 1990, like, oh my God, in 2 more days. Oh, I'm aggravated about that. Like, I'm so mad. I was so mad. I was like, I don't even want to post on Instagram for a month. Literally, that's how mad I was.
You're insane. Mm. Just a little bit.
You know what? A lot of it, but here we are. Which is perfect for this episode because we're going to be doing a lot of bitching.
Something else that pissed me off this week.
Yeah.
Wives that baby talk their husbands. Mm-mm. We were at dinner and this woman was there with her children and I don't know
like
if it was.
Like in public?
Yes. Goodbye. In a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was her parents, his parents, but it was them, their two kids, and her husband. Mm-hmm. And when I tell she, first of all, she never shut the fuck up. We were sitting a table away.
Like, breathe and eat, girl.
She didn't take a breath. I mean, literally, she never stopped speaking. I was like, how is your mouth not dry?
Also, have you never heard the saying, like, if it's quiet, the food must be good? Like, are you not eating at all?
That was the problem. She
probably spit all over the damn table.
She hadn't gotten her food. Oh, and so, God. Anyway, so, but she was talking about, but every time she would direct her words to her children or to her husband,
she spoke
to
him.
Used that really high pitched condescending tone, like when you're talking to little kids, and then she'd talk to her parents and she would drop it like a little bit and she would say, hey grandma, did so and so shut the fuck up, Maggie.
Oh no, Maggie's had a rough week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Look at how feeble.
Oh my
gosh,
she listened too. Look at her; she laid right down.
She is a queen.
She was like, "Holy shit!"
She's like, "Whoa, I'm Satan himself." You know what, Maggie? She's a Jesus gal. She's a Christian. She don't mess with that. I don't. Wait, you?
I'm sorry, Maggie, but you did listen. I appreciate
that. She did. She's getting better.
But it was insufferable. And Robbie and I were just looking at each other, and I said, "Are you listening to this?" And he was like, "When is she gonna stop talking?"
Okay, but were you at Chili's or the Olive Garden?
No, we were at like a nice restaurant.
Ew.
I mean, I can't say it's a nice restaurant in New York. You're paying $23 for a burger.
So it's a nice restaurant.
It's right.
I mean, we don't baby talk there, lady.
Like, it's nice enough where, like, just shut the fuck up. Leave your kids at home. Or just speak to them normal. Wait,
when she was talking to her husband, was she like, "I don't know, Jimmy. What do you think, sweetheart?" Like that? Nuh-uh.
Yes.
Did you please cut your eyes at her?
Like, she never changed her tone the whole time she was talking. And I was like, this is so obnoxious. I couldn't wait to get out of there. It was one of those things where, like, I can tune a lot of things out, but there's just some things that you can't. You know what I mean? Like, once you start listening,
it's just there.
You just can't stop.
Right.
And when I tell
you, you have to apologize for it.
Took a break.
Right. You know how people are like, "Sorry for the baby talk." If you're having to apologize for it, then you need to stop.
Oh, she wasn't apologizing for nothing.
Not necessarily her, but like baby talk in general. You know, people are like, "Oh, sorry for the baby talk." Then stop doing that, because little Johnny didn't want you to do that. What are you doing, you stink boy? Actually, I do that to Maggie. She loves.
Okay, I will baby talk dogs. Yeah. And I will, which is a whole nother story.
I do it to Maggie too. That's why she just looked and called me out. Like, she was like, "Oh, you're talking to me?"
I totally baby talk dogs.
I'm a hypocrite.
But then I talk to children like they're little adults. I'm going to use a normal tone.
Well, then your kid, there's no, okay.
So, which is controversial.
It is, but along the same lines, like, you see kids though that talk like babies and they're like four because their parents do it and they don't know. They're like, "Mommy, I really want to go boogie." What? "I want to go boogie." I'm sorry. Sorry. You are four. Use your words. And if you can't use your words, then I'm not listening to you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Next.
I did have, I did have a trainer once. She brought a dog into my store and she was whatever. She walked in with the dog. I was like, "Oh, can I say hi?" So I'm saying hi. I'm like, "Hello, little baby." Like, baby talking the dog. She goes, "Can you not do that?" I was like, "Oh." I was like, "Can do what?" Like, I took my hands off the dog and she was like, "The baby talking. Can you not baby talk the dog?"
Dang.
I was like, "Wow, okay." I was like, "Sure." And then I was like, I paused for a second. I said, "What's your name?" Like, I said, like, forgot how to talk, not baby talk to a dog. I'm going to talk baby talk to a dog. But if you bring your kid up to me, I'm going to talk to your kid like they're a little adult. I'm going to use a normal tone.
And you're doing society a favor, if I do say so myself.
But yeah, every time she came in after that, I would just avoid her because I didn't want to deal with her reprimanding me for my baby talk to a dog. The dog doesn't care. The dog likes my tone.
The dog's not going
to
speak back though. Like, dogs do go off pitch though. Am I right? Like, I've read that before.
They do.
They go. So if you say like, "You're the best dog ever," they think you're mad at them.
Yeah, because they can't. I mean, I'm sure they can understand words, but they understand like.
But it's more of tone variations, tone, right? Yeah, yes. I read that a long time ago. Like, you could literally be like, "You're the stupidest little boy ever, little puppy dog," and it's like wagging its tail because it's going off of 100%. Your demeanor. So it's like dogs don't care. Like, Maggie does talk because she's not your typical dog. She knows how to say some stuff, and she understands English very well, as y'all knew, because she immediately stopped. Y'all, if y'all could see her, she's looking like a precious little angel princess. Like, she's got her little arms tucked. She's part human though. So Maggie's an anomaly.
I am not a small dog girly, but I would die for Maggie.
I was going to say, I feel like Maggie really.
Maggie's a special girl.
She is.
But otherwise, you can keep your little yip yappers to yourself and your doodles.
Like, Maggie truly is the little precious peach. Baby. I mean, she is. We can't help it. It's just the way God made her. He did give with both hands with her. And I'm very thankful. And I did not like her for a good portion of her 5 month life.
No, puppies are so hard. Mm. Puppies are so hard.
Right.
They're really difficult.
Return to center, do not want. Like,
early. Mm-mm. Early puppy, like, I will take early potty training age puppy over like adolescent puppy any day. 8 months till like 15, 16 months is hell.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's hell.
It's so bad.
And I'm sorry, like, it is hard. People are like, oh my God, there's nothing more condescending. Okay, add this to my list of icks and things that piss me off. When people are like, oh, you, if you think having a puppy is hard, it's nothing like having a child. Shut the fuck up, Brenda.
Brenda's like, my grandma's name. Brenda would have never said that.
Okay, well, whatever.
She'd not be Brenda. Like, I declare, Spencer, if you think for 1 second that puppies don't have ears. No, she would. She would love you.
Was your grandma Blanche from the Golden Girls?
She kind of was. She's the one that reminded me of Dolly. And she, listen, if you think for 1 second on a Sunday afternoon or Saturday, Friday, it didn't even matter, actually.
Yeah.
She had on pantyhose, them little kitten heel pumps that looked cheap. Her hair bouffant. She loved some leopard print. She went to Glamour Shots when she was 65.
Like, I would have loved her.
Right.
We would have been best friends.
Literally, I have a picture of her. It's actually in my attic. I should probably bring it down here and put it in my
table. 1,000%.
She has on a leopard shirt with her curly hair and pink lipstick, and she's holding the collar of it, and she's doing like this. And it was Glamour Shots, and she's literally like 65.
Legendary.
She truly can was we do your glamour typical shots? Southern girl. Yes.
We should.
Glamour Shots by Deb. Mm,
but anyways, sure. There's no space in my heart for people that are going to belittle the difficulty of having a puppy and
puppies are insist.
Okay. And maybe this is a hot take coming from a non-mom, but there is nothing more insufferable to me than when mothers belittle like the challenges or frustrations of a non-mother because you won't know. You won't know being tired until you have a kid. You won't know stress until you have a kid. Shut up. Shut up.
I mean, okay, listen.
I'm not saying it's not difficult
right.
by any stretch. We've had that conversation.
Yes.
But it's so, there is something so demeaning.
It's so annoying
about doing that to somebody.
No one's place to tell you about struggles. That being said, yes, it's the hardest job I've ever had because it just is. Like, you're just, you know what I mean? Like that. Yeah. That's how you feel sometimes. But it's also no one's place to tell you that. Like, what? People know. People know. Stop telling people that.
Right.
Don't you think they know that they get to go home and they can shut a dog away if they want to, or they can go watch? People know. You don't need to tell them. Shut up.
Yeah.
Kathy.
But also, everybody's threshold for stress and difficulty is different.
Right.
So if somebody is telling you, I'm feeling this way, you don't get to come in and say,
you shouldn't,
oh, it's because not that bad. Yeah. Don't feel that. You can go kick rocks.
With
die in a fire.
With no shoes and regular polish. Good luck getting your pedicure. Listen, real talk.
Not the regular polish.
The regular polish. Yeah, because listen, I've been getting, so remember.
I'm going to need you to take your
just
toes
look
away
at
from
my.
Me.
They look great. Don't even.
No, they do from a distance.
Okay. So y'all, I just had to rest it. That's why I need a table there. So remember like 2 months ago, I got a pedicure and it scuffed my toe up before I got home.
Yeah.
I remember that because that was a waste of $85. I posted that on stories. People were like, girlfriend, you got to get gel. Like so many people were like, you got to get gel. What are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. It's a wonder I can spell my name. I don't know. So I started getting gel. I'm telling you.
I don't think I would like gel on my toes.
And I said the same thing. I was like, that is too much. That is too extra. I got to draw the line somewhere and it's gel on my toes.
Brie likes gel on her toes too.
You know what? I got it before the cruise and I got it the second time. Never again. I ain't getting regular polish. That's for peasants. I am nothing of the sort. Gel on toes or bust. No, gel on toes or scuffs. Trust me. Thank me later.
Okay, but I don't have problems with my toenail polish chipping as is with regular polish. Okay, here's the thing. I, like my big toes sometimes go like get ingrown and I feel like it would, having gel on there would make it very uncomfortable if that started to happen.
No.
You don't think? What?
No way. That ain't gonna make an ingrown toenail.
They're so thick. Gel is so thick.
It isn't. I know you don't hate feet, but it's not thick.
I'm not touching your toes.
I'm not asking you to. I'm asking you to just understand it's not thick. It's not. They don't load it up. Neither are my nails. People think nails ought to be so thick. My nails ain't thick.
No, your nails aren't thick.
Thick. You got to go to a good nail tech. Don't go to the ones that did Easter eggs on my hands last year. Or chicken, raw chicken on the nails.
No, the chicken cutlet was the worst nail.
Oddly enough, okay, I'm not going to give too much specifics because I actually really love this place for pedicures. Not so much for nails. It's when I go in a pinch. Let's put it that way. It's not my regular place, but it's very convenient to my work. I did do their rose champagne pedicure the other day when I got this because I was in a pinch and I had like an hour and it was before.
Is your regular place close to here?
Yes.
Or closer to your work.
Right near your, no, it's right near your house, your new house.
Okay.
And they are incredible. And I will tell you,
I'm very loyal to my girls, I'm not going to always want to go over there.
Oh, my girl was so mad when I went and got them ugly chicken nails. She was like, I wouldn't have done that. I was like, listen, Terry, I know that you wouldn't have. I know.
Desperate times.
But I was in a
pinch. Call for desperate measures.
Right, truly. And I just needed something. But I got the rose champagne pedicure thing. Oh my God. That was incredible. They like legit pour champagne in the water and then rose petals and like.
But I feel like that's such a waste. Like, is there any real benefit to that?
Yeah. The satisfaction of me being like real bougie. Cause I was again, about to get that gel on them toes. Queen over here about to get them gel.
Okay.
And then she lit a candle and then poured the wax on my legs and massaged it. It was like one of those Ricky Martin candles. Remember him?
Nobody wants to be lonely.
Oh yeah, I was thinking more Living La Vida Loca.
Absolutely not. When I think Ricky Martin, I think the him and the Christina Aguilera duet where they pretended to be in love, but he's a big homo, so we know they weren't actually in love.
Try again.
Nobody wants to be lonely.
Nobody wants to cry.
I thought it was care. Yeah, I do remember.
My body's longing to hold you.
I don't remember that.
So bad it hurts inside. Okay. Time is slipping in.
Okay, I'm done.
I gotta listen to the song and I guess it'll come back.
Slaps. It's so good. We're gonna listen to it immediately after this.
We will, but I'm still saying Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca.
Absolutely not.
She bangs. She bangs. Is that the right one? Yeah, she moves.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
She moves.
That song was ruined by that one dude on American Idol.
William Hung? Yeah, duh. She bang. She bang. Oh, joy, babe. And when she moves, she moves. William Hung.
That was William Hung.
Bless his heart. You know what? I feel so bad for him. And he also put out a CD and I feel like I bought it. I really do think I swear to God.
I wonder how many records. Okay, we're going to look that up.
He's probably hitting it up on Instagram laughing at us.
How many albums did William Hung sell?
Oh no.
This episode is unhinged.
Whatever. I'm about to look him up on Instagram to see what he's doing. I put William Hing.
Insiders estimate 30,000 to 40,000 copies sold its first week.
And I was... He has 109 followers on his fan page.
That's not him. That's got to be a spam.
Goal is 1,000 followers. Yo, we got to... But he doesn't even... Oh, William underscore Hung? Oh, 61 followers.
No.
Bless his little baby heart. That's sad, y'all. Y'all better follow him.
Shut the hell up. Okay, hold on.
What?
There's an article from Variety from 2020. And it's like, what happened to the Shebangs guy? So...
They couldn't even say his name. Say my name.
So he went on from American Idol to release not one, but three albums, including an album called Inspiration. Oh my God, good fucking bye. He released a Christmas album called Hung for the Holidays. I'm dying. And even his, oh my God, he has his own movie called Where is Mama's Boy? While he eventually retired from music, his Idol experience allowed him to book gigs as a motivational speaker while working for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department as a crime analyst and later for the Department of Health. He is
smart.
An enigma.
He is. So his William Hung official is his Instagram, you guys, and he has 6375 followers. Hold on.
By the way, I'm 100% naming this episode Hung for the Holidays. So we're clear.
Hung for spring. excuse me. Make your dreams come true by using your voice. Former American Idol contestant, quote, she bangs, end quote, guy. Singing, pep talks, roasts, geek for numbers.
How many S's were on that?
And also his category that he has selected for himself is public figure.
Oh my God.
Are you? he has an active story. Oh, call him on. Y'all can call him on Owl. What is that? OWW.
I wonder if he's on what's that website where you can hire people to send you videos?
One.
Oh, boy.
It's for my one and only true love, Princess Peach. Peach. You're so cool. And with my star, we gotta rule.
Peach. I'm gonna tinkle.
Understand
you. I thought I knew that one. Wow.
I thought I knew that one.
So as of April 10th, he's still putting out bops.
Good for him.
Good for him. He has 3 studio albums. I love this for him. Wow. Oh my God, y'all. He actually loves Mario. Aw, neat.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Okay. Well, why don't you say, I think we should just, let's solve somebody else's problems. I feel like we're going to give good advice today.
I feel like we're not, but let's do it. Let's get to it.
So my dad lost his 1.5-year battle with cancer 1 year ago at only 62 years old. He and my mom were married for 31 years. The few months before my dad got sick, he and my mom were not on great terms and were contemplating divorce. However, through my dad's diagnosis and extreme ups and downs of treatments, they came together, squashed some of their issues, and my mom was there to care for my dad every step of the way. I miss him every day. Me and my mom had always been pretty close, but since my dad died, I feel like I'm seeing and talking to her less and less these days, and it makes me sad. In August of last year, so only 4 months after my dad's passing, my mom started seeing someone. She'd call him her, quote, friend, slip in mentions of him in conversation, but I personally wanted nothing to do with him and still don't. I thought it was just way too soon, and I told her that. Everyone grieves differently, and dating after losing a spouse is hard, but conversations I've attempted with this guy and the chemistry between them has been super awkward, in my opinion. I feel like she's disregarding any feelings or pushback that me, my sister, and extended family have had about this relationship. We have a large extended family, all very close-knit. She has now started bringing him to events and parties, and there is an awkward vibe whenever he's around. Nobody wants to say it out loud, but this past week... Excuse me. This past week, he showed up unexpectedly at our family's party at my parents' house. My mom knew he was coming and did not mention it to anyone. Following tradition, this must have been around Easter. We stood in prayer before we ate dinner, and my uncle prayed out loud for those who we have lost, and I felt so awkward that my mom's boyfriend was there holding hands with my family as we talked about my dad in my dad's house, almost a year to the day that he died. We're now booking flights for a large family vacation in June. Condo has already been booked for months. And my mom casually mentioned at Easter that she's bringing her boyfriend. I didn't hear this at the time and found out later from my cousin. I immediately called her and told her my feelings about him going. I don't want to, obviously. And she completely changed the subject and did not acknowledge what I told her at all. Not to mention, we had decided to leave a day early to save money on flights. But now that her boyfriend is going, it will actually cost me more because we will no longer be splitting the costs that we originally planned since they will be doing things separately. Money is not the problem here, though. It's now principal to me. Of the 20 family members that will be on this trip, not one person wants him to be there except for her. He will be staying in the same condo, and we are going to have to tiptoe around this awkward situation for an entire week while we should be relaxing and enjoying family time together. Am I the asshole for wanting to cancel the family vacation and/or stick to my guns about not wanting her boyfriend to go even though she already booked his flight?
Ooh, yes, you are.
I agree.
I think yes.
I agree.
Because I feel like you can't put a label or a time on grieving for people and how they grieve, what they need when they grieve, how they handle it. This might not be a forever thing. This just might be a companion thing. She might be needing to lean into somebody or something.
Yeah, it's not to say that this is like the love of her life, yeah. But maybe she just...
Maybe she wants a rebound.
But in order to cope, I could see like you're with somebody... Imagine being with somebody for 30 plus years, yeah. And they're just gone.
And they're not replaced. And also, like, a lot of people think that they're trying to replace somebody. It's not that. It's like the companionship. They miss that part of it. And so I feel like if you're trying to just have a companion, you might just take on anybody that's there, like a friendship type of thing. I mean, is it awkward? Yeah, it probably is for you. But if your mom is happy at the end of the day, if that person's happy, whether it's your mom, your friend, whoever's going through it, you just got to be happy for him. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. I feel like, as you said, definitely everybody's timelines are different.
Yeah.
You should want to see your mom happy. Mm-hmm. And just because something might look one way to you on the outside doesn't mean that's how it is on her end of it. But
yeah,
also... Like, oh God, I had a thought. What was my fucking thought?
I don't know. I saw you looking out the window, but
I know.
You didn't tell me.
Well, my eyes were fixated on something. It felt really good.
Oof, it does feel good.
You know, when you just don't want to look away.
I mean, I always tell my mom, I'm like, listen, I don't care if you date someone else, but he has to have a pool. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Prerequisite.
No, you can literally ask her. I tell her that's the only prereq. But
I mean, that's.
And also, he can't beat you, but like, he's got to have a pool. Like, I need somewhere to go.
A light slap.
Like, if it could be like a good photo-esque type of opportunity, that'd be great. Yeah. Thanks.
If he has a grotto, he can pull your hair a little.
Okay. Well, I didn't go there. They don't do that. I just want the pool.
No, but at. Yes, I think like timelines are different, but also it just hasn't been a long enough time. Like you're saying, oh, I don't like him. Have you even gotten to know him?
Mm-mm.
Like really? Like
you
I
have
think
a guard
maybe,
up, and you just don't want to know him, and you're not giving him a chance, and that's not fair. That's not fair for anybody.
But she's allowed to have her guard up.
Totally,
but she can't hold that against her mom. I think the only person you're punishing in this situation is your mom.
No, you're punishing everybody if you're wanting to cancel the vacation because you're ending happiness
she's
for everybody.
The vacation, but I'm just saying,
but also being a stick in the mud that like interferes with everybody. Like, don't do that.
Maybe this trip is the time the like quality time spent with him around your mom and the rest of your family that you guys need to be comfortable with him. I would say, well, you're the asshole if you do this. I'd say you go, you keep an open mind.
Yep.
You support support your mom. Because at the end of the day, your mom suffered an enormous loss, not to take away from yours, but your mom is looking for companionship. And if this person is going to make her happy, then I think you support your mom. You don't have to love this guy. You don't have to.
Hey, he might have a pool. You should ask him. He might have a pool. Like, you have to ask these questions.
Maybe he has an estate. You can worm your way into.
You don't even know. He might have like really good stuff. Like, just get to know the guy.
Oh God.
No, you got to give him a chance, girlfriend. You got to give him a chance. Listen, have a beer. Shoot the shit on the pier.
Yeah.
And maybe your mama won't think it's so weird.
Don't cancel the trip. Don't be that person.
No, don't cancel the trip. That's like ruining it for everybody. I was gonna say, you're literally that person.
You're punishing everyone for no reason.
And then literally they're going to talk about you at every other family function, and then you're not going to be invited, and Richard is, and then you're going to be like, damn, like, oopsies.
Imagine getting iced Christmas. Out and right. him getting accepted.
Right. Sorry, your gift is now on Richard's. So like my...
But that's like when my dad started dating, like I didn't like his significant other, but it didn't matter. Like they were not bad together. She made him happy. She was a companion for him. I didn't have to love her.
No, you don't.
I was nice. I was cordial. I got to know her a little bit, but it was very surface level. I didn't feel like I needed to get invested in her. She was a good companion for my dad. I say they're both still alive. They just broke up. But
I mean, relationship.
But they were together like 11 years.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
Long time.
That's like a common law marriage.
Yeah. Never lived together. They always lived separate.
I am not even mad about it.
My dad was like, I never want to live with her. She never wants to live with me.
Same.
They were social. They went out on the weekends, the occasional weekend.
I feel like
that's
old people. That is the vibe old people do later in life. And I'm not even
because
mad about it.
Because they've learned that it's like miserable.
Nobody can like get along that long. No one likes that. No one likes the other person that much. Yeah. And like,
But I think ultimately, like, you should just, I think the mature adult part of you, even though I know you're still grieving, you just need to support your mom.
Yeah, you want to see your mom happy. And like, you just have to have an open mind, open heart. He might be like really great. You never know. And again, he might have a pull. So like, just give him a chance. It's fine. It's fine.
And on that, we're signing off. Yes. See you next week.
And when y'all hear this, it's gonna be May.
So dumb. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.
In the shadow. Can you see it?
Nobody wants to be lonely. Nobody wants to cry.
Yes, I do remember this. I forgot
my
song.
Body's longing to hold you.
Yes.
So bad it hurts inside. Time is precious and it's slipping away. And I've been waiting for you all of my life. Yep. Nobody wants to be lonely.
Yep.
Well,
why? Why don't you let me love you?
Ugh, so good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.